Rhino panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Maeve, this week the House of Representatives ordered an investigation to discover if the Pentagon ever secretly tried to make what into a weapon?
I can tell you, first of all, what the Pentagon is.
That's very good, Maeve.
Is it something to do with the weather?
It is not.
Can you give me a clue, please?
I certainly can. I love the smell of Lyme disease in the morning. It smells like victory.
So it's the creature that you get Lyme disease from?
Yes, which is?
The slug thing.
Not
the
wet slug.
That's in a swamp.
Maeve,
it's distracting me.
What sound does a clock make?
Tick.
Boom.
Oh.
It's a tick, yes. A secret Pentagon program to weaponize ticks.
Thank you to the panel for that
My hints are much more direct.
Yeah, I know. You don't mess around. I
got something
that
to do
you.
After this show. I got to go.
So a House committee is ordered an investigation into whether this happened because there's evidence to suggest that the Department of Defense may have experimented with turning ticks into military weapons, because the wars of the future will not be won with bullets. They'll be won by convincing the enemy to run through the tall grass with shorts on.
It just makes me wonder how much free time do military investigators have?
It's so true.
That you would actually, listen, we need a report. We need to know if they were investigating using ticks back in the 60s. I would sit at my computer and play games and just make it up. Yeah. They did.
But when they were trying to get Castro, didn't they do all sorts of
They did. Exploding cigars and
totally Wily Coyote.
Yeah.
Poisoned wetsuits and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they sent fish or something like aggressive fish.
They sent
to Cuba.
Aggressive fish.
Fish to Cuba.
Like a swordfish?
Yeah, like a exactly, but with a bayonet.
Maeve. You've just started another investigation.
It's true.